The news is read by Ailish Sheehy.
Almost 61,000 students will today receive leaving certificate results, which have been artificially boosted by an average of 7.5%. For the third year running, a post-marking adjustment has been applied to all results to ensure that 2024 outcomes are on a par with previous years. The results will be available from 10 o'clock this morning. Our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly.
Minister for Education Norma Foley gave a commitment to the class of 2024 that their results in aggregate would be no lower than those of recent years. And so once again this year, the State Examinations Commission has artificially hiked marks across all subjects and levels on a sliding scale to give effect to this. The 7.5% average hike this year is similar to that applied last year, and 68% of all grades have increased as a result. The SEC says there has been no grade inflation. This year's boost is reassuring for most candidates, but it does prompt questions as to when and how marks will be brought back to pre-COVID levels.
Gardaí have described the amount of money stolen in investment fraud so far this year as staggering. They're advising the public to pay close attention when considering any potential investments. So far this year, more than €13.5 million has been stolen from victims of investment fraud in Ireland. Gardaí said that since 2020, over €75 million was reported stolen in such fraud. Investment fraud is where criminals pose as investment managers to fool somebody into investing money in schemes and projects that do not exist. In the United States, Kamala Harris has formally accepted her nomination as Democratic Party presidential candidate. In her acceptance speech, Ms. Harris said that what had happened in Gaza was devastating. She pledged to work to end the war in a way that allowed for Palestinian dignity, security and self-determination. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
In her acceptance speech, Kamala Harris criticized Donald Trump over taxation, reproductive rights, and the potential for abuse of power in the wake of the Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. She struck a firm tone on foreign policy, saying as commander-in-chief, she would ensure America always has the strongest and most lethal military in the world. She said the U.S. should advance its security and values throughout the world, not be isolationist. She pledged continuing support for Ukraine and for Israel, saying she would always stand up for its right to defend itself from attacks. But she said the war in Gaza is devastating, the loss of human life and human suffering heartbreaking. She said she's working with President Biden to end the war. Ms. Harris said she wants the Palestinian people to realize their right to dignity, security, freedom and self-determination. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Chicago.
The funeral of the journalist, author and campaigner Nell McCafferty is taking place in her native city of Derry this afternoon. Requiem Mass will be in St. Columba's Church, Long Tower, this afternoon. A private cremation will take place afterwards. Miss McCafferty was a founding member of the Irish Women's Liberation Movement and an outspoken advocate for the rights of women and of those who suffered injustice. Áine Ní Gealacóir reports.
Nell McCafferty came from the Bogside area of Derry. Her funeral mass will be held in St. Columba's Church later today. Miss McCafferty first became involved in politics during the civil rights movement. She was a prominent voice on women's rights, founding the Irish Women's Liberation Movement in 1970. She worked for the Irish Times for a while and then as a freelance journalist. Nell McCafferty, who was 80 years of age, passed away on Wednesday morning at a nursing home in Fawn in County Donegal following a long illness. Tributes have been paid to the internationally renowned author, journalist and feminist activist from across the island. Áine Ní Gealacóir, RTE News, Derry.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For reliable, efficient and affordable home heating solutions, trust Grant to heat your home. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Rain will clear to the northeast this morning. Winds will ease and there will be sunny spells. Showers mainly in the west at first will become more widespread this afternoon. Some will be heavy and maybe of hail. Highest temperatures will range from 14 to 18 degrees.